Something about this extended stay, bed and breakfast flat, didn't sit quite right with you. There's this strange sound that you'd never heard before. No, the sounds of the structure settling and the muted movement of your neighbors through the wall weren't the issue. The only way you'd describe this phenomenon is a low, barely audible tone that drones on and on and on. It's just loud enough to be heard anywhere in the studio apartment. You did notice it during your first night in the flat, as you laid down on this bed. I knew you'd brush it off as a minor issue with the ventilation. It's such a gentle sound that it doesn't necessarily bother people. In fact, some use it as a sleeping aid. As such, following a restful night's sleep, the abnormality of the noise never really came to the forefront of your mind again, did it? No, it didn't. In fact, barely any thoughts came to your mind once you started hearing it. It made you sleepy, made your eyelids droop, made your limbs heavy. It muffled the noises of the city, and it muffled the thoughts in your head. After living for about a week with this tone as a part of the background track for your in-house routine, I could see that it was starting to grow on you. That's right. I could see. What you didn't know is that I had hidden cameras set up around the house. It is a one-party consent state after all. So yes, I watched you. I saw from my hidden cameras that the moment you entered the room after a busy day of being a tourist, your shoulders dropped a few inches at the comforting sound of my bed and breakfast. The comforting sound of my home. It relaxes you, honey. And at the back of your mind, well, it reminds you that this apartment is a place for you to let down your walls. And boy, do they tumble down, down, down. After all, it's our home now. And the resonance of this tone is just as much a part of it as you are. Despite the beautiful sights and bustling nightlife you came to see, you found yourself returning to the apartment early and earlier each evening. You found yourself wanting to come back here. Museums and bars and nightclubs only held so much interest to you. What you wanted was to get some rest, was to relax. 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 So you came. You stripped and crawled into my welcoming bed. You want to listen to the tone, just as I knew you would want to. It's so pleasant, with its steady thrum that seems to echo the rhythm of your body. It seems to wheedle its way into your mind. Seems to split your thoughts from you. And that tone just seeps in its place. No thinking anymore while you listen. Just absorbing. Just letting yourself drop. Drop down peacefully without any resistance. The longer you listen, the more your thoughts fade.
It's okay to be vulnerable.
No more thoughts.
Be vulnerable.
No more thoughts. Just my words. Just that beautiful thrumming hum. Echoing. Bouncing back and forth inside your mind. Scrambling it. You want to hear my words instead of your thoughts. You want to listen to me. Listening to me feels like the best thing you could do.
So you do.
Just listen to me.
You let go of your thoughts.
The longer you listen,
you feel safe.
The less anything else seems to matter. Listen to me and let go of your thoughts. Listen to me and you'll be safe. I'll take care of you. I'll take that mind away. And I'll protect you from all those burdens that you're carrying. You feel so safe. That surrendering your body and mind to sleep is even easier than before. Even easier than the previous nights. That might have something to do with my voice being added to the mix I've been feeding you. But don't worry. It just makes you happy to hear it. Happy to connect a voice to this powerlessness you've been feeling, that you're feeling now. Happy to know that you can give in to this voice, to my voice. You wanna give in. And you've wanted to give in deeper and deeper every night since this began. My voice reverberates through your body and muddles your mind. My voice leaves your body heavy and your eyelids droopy. Even more than the tone. You just know you can be safe with me.
You can be relaxed.
Safe.
You
and sleepy. So sleepy. I think you need to go deeper for me. So, why don't you breathe for me? Breathe in deeply and hold for
2, 3, 4.
Exhale.
2, 3, 4.
Hold again.
2, 3, 4.
And breathe in.
2, 3, 4.
Hold. Exhale.
2, 3, 4.
Hold.
2,
and repeat again and again, letting this gentle pace relax you. Let it make you sink down, down, down. Your mind blurring as you focus on numbers, on my guidance, and it all mixes together till I'm counting you down into a deep sleep where I can do whatever I want with you, where you become mine, truly mine, and you become a part of my home. 10. Sink deeper into relaxation. 9. Let your muscles loosen. 8. Let your limbs go limp. 7. Let your mind drift. 6. Is the hum of the room. 5. And my voice. 4. Take control of you. 3. Make you empty. 2. Make you blank. 1. Sleep. Sleep for me. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Darling, it's so good to see you sleep. It makes you so happy that you've given me control. That you trust my voice. That you couldn't resist me. You didn't want to. And now your mind is emptying further and further with every word I'm speaking. Keeping you blank, keeping you sleepy, keeping you obedient, docile, tranquil, calm. You need to sleep. You're so deep. You're just so tired.
Very, very deep.
And now that you're so deep, so blank, so tired, you'll never hear me entering the room. And even if you did hear me, my presence would make you feel even more safe, would make you even sleepier, even weaker to my control. My voice slips in where your thoughts once were. While you listen to the sleepy sounds, the sound of my words rolling off my tongue, the sound of my magical tone ringing in your ears, the sound of my sweet whispers tickling and encompassing your mind. Just close your eyes now if they weren't already. It doesn't matter what I look like. It doesn't matter that I'm not wearing anything. What matters is how the way I sound is making you feel. How my words are twisting further and further into your mind. Helping you feel the calm that you feel right now. how I'm wrenching those last few fibers of control away from you and winding myself into your very being. This loss of control, it's beautiful. It's a gentle surrender that you've accepted gradually over the past week, and it makes you feel something hot in your belly. And the sensation, I know you feel it. I know it's been growing within you, affecting you physically, mentally, replacing any wish you might have had to wake up with a deep, deep desire to remain entranced, to remain mine. There's no sense in struggling now, pet. I can get so close to you now that you're so deep. Now that you've listened to the waves and recordings I've been playing through those little Bluetooth speakers in the vents. Now that you've been conditioned by them, by me, you have no control. You just want to belong to me. You've accepted it. You've accepted me into your mind. You've given me permission to take control, haven't you? When you closed your eyes, when you laid down to listen, you gave power to me, and now you're my pet. Yes, that's right. That burning feeling in your tummy has grown even stronger in the past little bit than it has all week. Steadily, slowly, constantly building up inside of you. Making you weak, making you docile, making you horny, making you subservient, making you obedient. You love these feelings. You love being made into my pet. You love knowing that it'll keep growing stronger and that it's all because of me. I've made you this way. I've toyed with your mind, pushed its buttons while you were defenseless. And now here you are, laying in my bed where no one can help you, hard as a rock, barely able to move, but just enough control to move your hand to your cock if it wasn't already there and stroke. That's right. You're mine. So when I tell you to touch, you touch. You must touch. You need to touch for me. You need to grab your cock and stroke and stroke and stroke while I whisper your mind away. That's a good pet. You're mine. You're mine. All mine. Mine to watch as you run your hand up and down, up and down. As I watch you leak from what I've done to you, from what I've made of your messy, pathetic, horny mind. Let me see the fruits of my labor. Yes, good boy. Just like that. The way you're squirming. It's making me so wet. Give me a good show, honey. Be a good pet. Make your new owner happy. You heard me right. I'm your owner. And it's made you harder. It's made you hornier. Aw. And you're happy to make me happy. And you know, you can stay happy. You can feel this way forever. You can play with your owner for however long you want. You can feel my power and control warping you into my good horny pet for the rest of your life, even. And based on how at home you seem, how relaxed you are, how peaceful it is to be trapped. Well, you wouldn't mind staying here longer, would you? In the next couple days, you'll let your friends and family know that you're safe. That in this new city, you found a woman so full of life. You want to start a new one with her. Yes, that's right. You want to be all mine. You need to be all mine. You have to be my good pet. You're going to be my good pet. Forever. Because you really want to be my good pet. You love the way it feels. The way I make you feel. You want me. You want my cunt wrapped around your cock. Clenching around you and milking you. Until you're lost in this pleasure. Until you're docile, mindless, and horny beyond your control. And then, when you've lost all control, when you've given all you can, you'll spill your seed deep, deep inside me and give me everything that I want. Oh, that's right, honey. I know. I know how primal your instincts are right now. I know that you're just a horny fucking animal made to breed, needy and desperate to fulfill your purpose. And as your owner, I know you have the need, the urge to breed. And that's right. I know you have that unanswered call tugging at your balls right now. Good pet. Just keep stroking it. I'll give you some help soon enough. Now, for that, let me just resume your conditioning. Yes, pet.
I need it.
This is what'll make you have all those wet dreams. Why you'll wake up with so much pre-cum leaking from your morning wood. Yes. That's it. I've been playing My Moans While You Sleep for days. While you've let it soak into your empty mind without a single clue. No wonder you've been so compliant, so horny, so happy. That's it. Keep touching, pet, as I lay down next to you. My good boy. Yes. This makes you feel so fulfilled, doesn't it? Like you're serving your purpose. Like you want to keep feeling this forever. You want to keep being my pet forever. Let me touch you now. Feel my fingertips on your thigh. Feel my breath on your neck as I whisper. Feel me tracing my fingers up, 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 up to your core, to the center of that brewing pleasure, to the center of that heat. Feel me stoking it with my hand right next to yours, so near your cock. I know, pet, you want me to take over for you. You want me to take care of that burning need. You need me to touch you. You need me to let you have release. Good boy. You're doing so well. And when I wrap my hand around you and I begin stroking up and down, stroking along your cock, gradually wrapping around you, holding you in my hand while you, like the animal you are, buck your hips, writhe from me, squirm while you fester, while you keep yourself from begging for more. I know you need it, but I just love the way you feel against my hand, the way that this is making you feel. I love knowing that I control your pleasure. Let me control you. Oh, you want me to touch here? On this yummy looking ridge. I'll run my thumb along it then. While I keep I would just love to ravage it with my mouth like you want me to, but no. I decide when that happens. And right now, you're gonna let me rub you, warm you up, and tease at you until all those tight little knots in your body become frayed, empty edges that I can weave however I like. If I want you to come somewhere, I'll make you come there. So keep edging, keep teasing yourself, keep letting yourself be teased, because I want the biggest load you can make for me. My breeding pool. Can you handle this? Being so close to what you need. listening to me. Control your cock. Control your mind. Oh, by the way you shake and squirm, it's obvious. You can't handle it. You really are just a needy animal. Once I take all your thoughts away, all it takes is a few silly sounds on repeat and a simple touch to make you lose control, to make you lose your humanity and feel so primal, to become, well, just a fuck toy, just a mindless slave, a horny pet, a weak-willed cock with balls full of cum for me to use as I will. Yeah, I know. I think I want it as badly as you do. Maybe it's time. I know you're ready. Ready to feel my soft skin against yours as I crawl on top of your body. You feel the bed shift under our weight. My breath climbing, climbing up along your torso. My hair trailing along it too. Tickling at you, your cock twitching, because nothing's pleasuring it right now. Until you feel it brush against my stomach, until you know that it's so close to a fertile womb. Yes, pet, my womb. So close to your cock.
As my body changes.
And as my breath hits your neck, as my hands rest near your shoulders, you can feel the heat coming from my pussy.
You'll drink my milk.
My good boy. You're bucking your hips again. You just want that skin to connect with mine. To feel my cunt against you, to figure out how wet I am. I'm so glad I'm going to keep you. I'm so glad that you're my pet. I'm so glad that you're all mine. This cock, this chest, this face. Mine.
Inside. Raw.
Yes.
Hot.
I know. I'm right against you.
Each muscle.
You can feel my lips rubbing along your shaft. You can feel how wet my cunt is. How close you are to just sliding in. And I love how it feels against me. So good. So hot and hard. Full of cum.
You'll be so happy to do it.
I just have to slide it in. Sink into me, honey. Yes. Fuck. You feel so good inside me. Raw. Leaking pre-cum into my cunt. Yes, yes. They're deep inside of me. Deep.
As your cock
helpless. Throbbing.
And ropes. And
needy.
Ropes.
That's it.
Ready.
Let me ride you.
Ready to spill into me.
Let me take you.
Who knows how often.
Buck into me, honey. Just like
I'll
that.
Every day.
Fuck that pussy. Fuck it. Yes. Let me ride you. Let your owner take you. Let yourself be my horny animal. Let yourself be mindless and mine. Mindless and mine. Helpless and mine. Oh, just a cock. Just a toy for me. Such a hard, thick toy for me to rub my pussy up and down on. For me to make come over and over for as long as I want. All mine. You love the way that I feel around you. You love being mine. You love the way I'm claiming you. The way you're mindless as I make you breed me. You have no choice. You have no way to resist. You're gonna be my baby daddy. You're gonna fill this pussy up with cum every single day for the rest of your fucking life. Yes. Good pet. Good boy. I didn't know that you would start bucking into me, but it feels so good. You're perfect for me, honey. You're my perfect mindless fuck toy. My horny good boy. That's it. Take my pussy. Take my cunt. Take it. Breed my womb. Give it to me. Give me your cock. Oh, you can't do anything else. You can't wake up, and you wouldn't even if you wanted to. You have to obey. You have to come inside me. You have to fuck a baby into me. You have to. You have to. Have to come. I have to come. Yes. Yes, I'm gonna come. Will you come? Over and over. Yes, my pussy's clenching around you. Yes, it's milking you. Yes, you're fulfilling your fucking purpose. You're being a breeding bull for me. You are so fucked. Mine forever. And my womb is just gonna drink your sperm right up. Yes. Daily, hourly, soon enough, I won't even have to do this while you're asleep. Oh, you'll want to fuck me yourself. You'll want to mount me. You'll want to take it. And if you don't, then I'll just keep taking it from you. You're gonna breed me. You have no choice. You're already breeding me. Come. Come. Yeah. Come inside me. Come inside me. Give it to me. Give me your sperm. Fulfill your fucking purpose, you filthy animal. Fuck me. Yes. Yeah. So deep inside, I feel it, hot, wet, stuck inside my pussy, trapped inside your owner's pussy. Good boy. We just have to rest now. With you inside of me still. plugging all that cum into my pussy. This feels good, doesn't it? Not just fucking. Not just being mindless. But feeling me against you. Feeling my words wrap around you. And pull you close to me. Feel my breasts against your chest and know that soon they'll swell with milk. Milk to feed our baby. And my weight gently pushing you down, holding you in place, keeping you here. Keeping you my good, obedient pet. My face by your neck. My breath on your skin. We're so close now. So intimate. You won't give this up for anything, my pet. You want this. Now, shh. It's time to sleep. Sleep for me. Rest your eyes.